And second person, I think, is hard. Could you?
Yeah, second, yes. Second person demands your readers to be someone instead of merely observing someone. Now, there are examples of people that write entire novels in the second person, but it's, and I don't fault them, you know, they can definitely pursue that, but it's, I think it takes away what's the most wonderful part about the second person, which is the immediacy of it. If you write in you constantly for 300 pages, it fades away, its effectiveness, it just gets dull. But if you write about things, the you, in short form, it can be wonderful because it gets the reader to put themselves in that perspective and then feel it in a much more intimate way, I think.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if you're writing whatever you're writing, how could you combine first person and second person?
For instance, I was just editing a story I wrote several years ago that I finally put up on my website. When I write the stories, I also record them and then put them up. And so I was editing it and I was reading it. And there's a part where this character, it's a fiction and it's kind of fanciful. He's out in a garden and he's looking for spiritual guidance. And at the whole time, it's been third person limited. And he's asking God for help. And all of a sudden, God comes through him and speaks to him, and he talks in second person all of a sudden. Your first girlfriend, her name was Madison. You sat next to her on the bus in eighth grade. She had flowers in her hair, even though it was 1980 and flowers in your hair was 20 years ago, you know. And you start talking about, you traded her your Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup for six M&Ms, even though you knew it was an unfair trade.
So it's the
like
psychic.
It's It's trying to get into that person's head, and hopefully, ideally, if you're doing it right, they're going, yes, I feel that, you know, I've never done that, but yes, I can see that. And then that lasted about two pages, and then it just went back to third person limited. So it's like, it's a pleasant surprise. It's, the reader's going to go, oh, I recognize this is different, but I'm enjoying this, but I can't go too much with it because then I'll start losing them.
What's your website?
It's www.mikevarley.com. It's written there at the very end.
Oh, it is written?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, your webpage. Oh, I see.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Farley with a B.
Yes.
Okay.
So second perspective, something wonderful. I would experiment with it, and I think it's a lot of fun. But it's like a waltz I wrote there. It's like it's... You don't hear waltzes on the radio all that often, but when you do, typically you're like, "Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah."
You know, you just it resonates differently.